Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with one of the very best in the business. He is terrific, and he has put together a career second to none. He is just absolutely wonderful in everything he does, and you could see him in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, of course, but over the years, everybody hates Chris. He was great in that. Arrested Development, The Expendables. He's got a resume a mile long. Terry Crews is here with us, and soon you could see him on Netflix on The Willoughbys. It's a movie, and we'll be asking him about that as well. Terry Crews, welcome.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Everything good with you?
Yeah, everything is good, man. You know, we're in the quarantine mode right now, but we're blessed, and it keeps everything in perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I could say now, guilt-free, is everybody should be binge-watching everything that they've ever heard that you were in, because you should be inside. You should be quarantining, and you should be staying home. So, you know, there's no guilt in saying, watch movies now, watch TV. I mean, never before have we had more of a reason to tell people to do that.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, right now is your time to look at it as a vacation for entertainment. You know what I mean? And never has TV been better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of my most satisfying experiences have not been in the theaters. It's been on the television. So right now, what you're getting is the best it's ever been.
You know, you're in the middle, and I was going to say the same thing. You kind of stole my thunder. But you're in the middle of that right now in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and people are starting to put this in that category, you know, the category, the classic sitcoms of all time. And it's getting to the point where it's not arguable anymore, you know? I mean, people could have different tastes and everything, but the popularity of the show and the fan support and the loyalty that you guys get from the fan is definitely put you in a different category. You've got to feel that you're in the middle of something special here.
I do. You know, what's crazy, what people don't realize is the way, you know, I'm behind the scenes, so I do a lot of TV research. You know, Friends is more popular now than it was when it was playing,
Yeah. Because
of the streaming. And what's so wild is that I realized that we may be more popular in 15 years than we are now because
crazy.
Of this.
It's crazy.
And
sure.
It's really amazing to think that, you know, because when you talk about feeling special, that's how I feel. And it's a really honorable place to be, because only a few shows ever get to that spot. It's a hallowed spot to be in, like Seinfeld or, you know, like I said, Friends or even The Office. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I knew early on. I mean, this is just me. I mean, everybody could say this now, but I knew early on you're on to something big there. And the chemistry with you and Andy and everybody else was just... It was just perfect. Whoever casted Brooklyn Nine-Nine should be honored forever, because they put you guys together, and the writing's great, the directing is great. But how soon did you realize, you know, this is something special? We've got some chemistry here.
Oh, the pilot. You got to understand. The pilot felt like we had already been working together 4 years, and it was scary. It was one of those things where we were almost afraid to really admit how great it went. Because, you know, you love it, and all of a sudden you don't want it to go away. It's a pilot. You know, you're like, oh, man. Like, and to get the pickup, and I remember when we went, we did our first 13 episodes, you know, and then we went and got the back nine, and we were just trying to take it step by step. But now, here we are, season 7, which is incredible. I mean, what can I say? We have cast members get married, have kids, the whole thing. I've watched this whole thing. It's been a family the whole time.
Can you give us a little preview without spoiling it to the Willoughbys?
Oh, yes. First of all, it's about these kids whose parents kind of fall out of love with them. And the kids are basically looking for some love from someone. And I don't want to give away my character too much, but I am one of these people that they meet along the way. And I love this movie. It's going to be so special, especially with all the parents that have kids at home that are homeschooling. You let them watch The Willoughbys. They will definitely give you a respite for about an hour and a half, all the way.
Well, listen, I want to congratulate you on an ongoing amazing career. You've got to be very proud of your body of work that you've put together in the movies and of course, TV. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a classic. Forget it. That's going to be going on forever, generations and generations. Give us a website or a social media site where people can kind of follow along with what you do.
Oh, you could listen. You could check me out definitely on Instagram at Terry Crews, or you know, Twitter at Terry Crews, and I even have terrycrews.com. So you know, but you can definitely check me out on those social media sites, and it's all good. I'll always keep you up to what I'm doing right now.
Well, listen, congratulations once again on everything, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and the Willoughbys, and everything else. And thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you. Hey, be safe, my man. Love you.
You too, man. Terry Crews, everyone, has been our very special guest. He's a terrific guy, actually, if you've ever met him. He's just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is, again, it's getting to that category of almost 200 shows, and Andy Samberg and the others involved in that. I think they've all said they thought there was chemistry early on and that it was going to be a big hit early on. But Terry Crews he's been terrific and everything. If you remember, Everybody Hates Chris, that's Chris Rock as a kid, and he does the voiceover kind of like the Wonder Years, you know, he's kind of doing that. And Terry Crews is the father, and he is just absolutely fantastic in it. And you kind of think when that's going on that, you know, this isn't the last we've seen of this actor. He's terrific. You saw him in The Longest Yard. He was with, actually, that same clique, Adam Sandler. And, you know, of course, Chris Rock is in that same group there. And Chris Rock had to have a tremendous impact on Terry's career. I never got to ask him, and he's in a rush here, and I would have loved to get into Chris Rock a little bit. But Chris Rock is just terrific as well as finding people. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.